Well, joining me this week in studio here for the WCSX Motor City podcast are a couple of members of Frigid Pink. We've got Rick Stevers on drums and Brent Austin on bass. Hi, you guys.
Excellent. Great. How you doing, Doug?
Good, good. Welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And we've got a big show coming up this coming Saturday, as a matter of fact, on the 20th over at Club 54. And, well, it's just a pleasure to have you guys in studio for a change. I know Rick and I have talked a few times on this podcast, but Brent, welcome to the show, brother.
Howdy. Good to be here. It's great to be here.
You know, Rick, I thought we'd talk a little bit this time about the new Frigid Pink, so to speak.
Great.
A lot of people have already heard the history of the band, of course, from, you know, 69, 70, 71 through the mid-70s, one of the big players in Michigan rock and roll, and now one of the surviving bands. And you really have done a great job of keeping the legacy of Frigid Pink alive. And before we even get started, I just want to thank you, really, personally, you guys, for all that you've done to help us with donations, with performing live, and some of these benefits that we've done for some of your fellow brothers like Scott Morgan.
Well, that's what Detroit bands do.
Yeah. I've said that many times. Gary Quackenbush recently, you know, members of SRC and the Rationals, and you guys were right there with them during that whole incredible period of Motor City music with the MC5, the Stooges. I mean, every time I see you know, one of those psychedelic posters from the era, Rick, Frigid Pink is somewhere on that bill, if not headlining.
Sometimes you got to look hard, but yeah, we're there.
Yeah. Sometimes it is a little difficult to read those things. But yeah, you were right there with everybody all the time. And which is why I think it's so amazing that of the few bands that are still left around, Frigid Pink is one of them, and they've always been a big favorite of mine. People, I think, know that. But a real fan favorite of the Motor City. So congratulations on keeping the legacy alive.
Thanks. You know, all the old groups, the Frost, Savage Grace, Seeger, Nugent, everybody did all of the same jobs. I mean, Flint, Sherwood Forest, that was a big one. Everybody played there. But the Punkin, the Mump, the Chatterbox, remember all those?
Oh, yeah, I remember the Chatterbox.
And the Aquinas High School in Southgate, they had some huge shows there. I've got a couple old posters. It's amazing to see how many groups they actually had in one day.
You know, it is funny, but when you look at the history of Detroit rock, you do see many high schools were really at the forefront of letting bands perform and original music. And I suppose most of the clubs back then were all about discos or whatever, you know, cover bands. But
back in the Vibration days, when we were the Detroit Vibrations, it was all cover. You couldn't wait for the new 45 to hit the market so you could go out there, put the needle down on the record, pick out the words, put the needle down again, pick out more words. Everything kind of went in the same direction. It got better, it got faster, and music changed.
Well, I got to congratulate you guys on this brand new album. We're going to talk about that, called Made in Detroit, appropriately enough, Frigid Pink. And when did this actually come out, Brent? When did you guys put this one out?
You know, the CD, we had planned on doing the LP also, but, you know, timing on LP right now is like just about ridiculous. We actually do have some LPs out. Unfortunately, I didn't order enough, so we just had to reorder from Archer Studios here in Detroit. So it truly is going to be made in Detroit, which I think is great.
That's awesome.
And I think the CD's been out for about 6 months.
Yeah. So you've got the CD version, and you have now a vinyl version, which almost seems, isn't that crazy? It almost seems vital that you have a vinyl version of your album now for the new record stores that are popping up around the city.
And it's funny because for the first time I've been able to actually put them on side by side, the CD versus the vinyl. There's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
The harmonies, the separation, the keyboard parts, so much cleaner and better on the vinyl than the CD. How do you explain that to people? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do, absolutely, because, you know, I'm even a big fan of reel-to-reel, you know, recordings. And at one point, I think I mentioned this the last time we spoke, I tried to grabbed this frigid pink reel-to-reel off eBay. It was $400, and it was going up because you had to bid on it that point. So, yeah, I mean, those albums of yours originally are still pretty rare, and whenever you see them in a record store, especially even the first one, and you don't see Earth Omen too often, but, you know, the Defrosted and the first Frigid Pink albums are still $40, $50 a piece.
This is funny. I had a guy, a fan, call me last night who was at the Mario show.
Okay.
For
Scott Morgan.
For Scott Morgan. Mm-hmm. And this guy lives up in the UP. Said, I was at that show, and I see you're going to have a show this weekend. We want to go. I want to know if I'm going to be able to buy your new vinyl at the show. I said, well, of course, the new vinyl will be at the show. But this guy's coming 300 miles.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I said. A fan favorite in Michigan.
To call me at the house and ask me that was pretty crazy, you know?
You mean you can look up your number in the phone book? And
my number's everywhere.
Rick Stevers, Frigid Pink.
That's everybody's got my number, you know what I mean?
For a good time call.
Yeah. Hey, Brent, you know, being one of the, you know, the newer members of Frigid Pink these days, what did you know about the band before you had met Rick? I mean, were you familiar with Frigid Pink?
And oh, yeah. I used
what was
to
your
see
him history?
At the Full Tilt Boogie all the time.
Oh, okay.
Full Tilt Boogie Ballroom, heard their albums and stuff like that. And when I ran into Rick, he's like, yeah, I used to play in a band. You probably don't remember them. And I just... Then he told me, and I said, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, brought a bunch of people in, have them sign a bunch of autographs the next day. And
wow. And so, how long have you now been in the band?
Oh, my God.
He's been in the band longer than the other three original guys were in the band.
Wow.
Double.
Wow.
So
why don't you run down, Rick, the rest of the guys in the group, the new Frigid Pink, so to speak.
Okay, there's three Ricks.
Yeah.
So when somebody says, hey, Rick, they have an instant audience.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. But Rick Hulk, he joined me about the same time Brent joined. Brent Austin, bass. Rick Hulk is lead guitar and vocals.
Yep.
Ricky Z is lead guitar and vocals.
Ricky Z.
And Chuck Mangus, excellent keyboard player.
Man.
And by the way, four guys singing lead vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Keyboard player that just went out and bought a brand new Hammond. So the sound that we're going to have on stage this weekend is going to be better than what the Hammond sound was before.
The last time when we were just there recently with Gary Quackenbush. Now, that was a couple of months ago at least.
Yeah, a couple
of
months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still warm out.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, you know, every time I've seen the band perform, it just seems like you guys have gotten tighter and tighter, better and better. But this last time was just... like, it was magical. I don't know what was happening that night. Maybe it was just the vibe in the room because everybody was feeling good about, you know, helping out Gary or whatever. The sound, you know, Jimmy Romeo produced a great sound that night.
That sound engineer has a lot to do with
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah, especially for a big band like yourself.
Well,
vocals
are important.
Big sound.
You know, the vocals are important. If the vocals are there, we're going to be sounding good.
As the musicians say, and our favorite term is more monitor.
But I had to go up to Chuck at the end of the night and just pat him on the back.
Is he killer or what?
No.
I mean, just tell
no.
him.
Oh, no.
I had to tell him just how fantastic
he is.
He did that evening. I mean, he was... It seemed like he was really driving the group, so to speak, you know.
Chuck and me go back 30 years.
Okay.
That's how long I've known Chuck and Rick Z.
Yeah. So the members of the guys, they're all Detroiters?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, he's from Perrysburg. I'm pointing. We're on radio, right?
Yeah.
Brent
is from Perrysburg.
I'm the southern boy.
Well, Michiganders then.
No, he's
no, where's
Perrysburg?
Perrysburg? Where's
south
it?
Of Toledo.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar
and then
with that.
Ricky Z is from, he just moved to Sylvania, which is in Toledo.
Ohio.
Ricky H is like a mile from the Ohio border.
Temperance,
and
Michigan.
Chuck lives out in, what is it? He just moved out there, Pinckney. So two days a week, these guys get together and come to practice.
Wow.
That's why you say we're tight. That's why we're tight.
Yeah.
So, you know, these guys are putting out $150 worth of gas to come to practice.
Well, I know you're a tough guy there, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to mess around. But I've been to the Frigid Pink basement. But where do you guys actually practice at?
There.
Oh, you practice right down there. Yep. Okay, yeah, because I noticed it was kind of set up for sound.
It's a little confined.
Go down there, there's amps, keyboards, drums.
The whole basement, I mean, from one end to the other.
I've got a pole in my face.
Well, that's because you're lucky.
Yeah, well, I need a girl dancing on it or something.
The basement pole is right where he stands, so I can't take that one out, Brent.
We're talking to Brent Austin and Rick Stevers from the band Frigid Pink, and they're going to be performing Saturday, December 20th, and that's going to be over at Club 54 in Sterling Heights. It is a benefit for Gleaners for food for the holidays, for the you know, for the people who need it, certainly. And but it is going to be a big rock party. Holy Smoke is going to be opening up. They're good guys. We like them a lot. And then Frigid Pink will be taking the stage over there. And we invite you to come on out, Google it, or check out my Facebook page for more information on that. You've got any other upcoming gigs? I think you did, as a matter of fact. We can put them in here right now.
Yeah. By the way, that's going to be a 90-minute show.
Okay.
At Club 54. And we're going to be at the Token March 21st. So next year gig already.
Yeah.
Allen Park Street Fair will be there next year again. Don't know the date on that.
And we're working on some stuff for February, but if we get that down, we'll let you know about it. But Frigid Pink back traveling, rocking, doing all kinds of stuff, putting out new albums. And I want to get to the record here in just a second. But one of the things that always struck me about Frigid Pink is that you guys were very popular in Europe.
You know, we hit the whole world. There's a really bad video on YouTube with Walt McGuire actually giving us our gold record for House of the Rising Sun. And he explains in there that sales in South America, were over 300,000 just for House. And that was about halfway through the sale of the record. Germany, I guess we were number one on the charts there for a long time. UK, we were up on the charts everywhere. Matter of fact, Japan was a big one. I never did get the 45 with the Japanese writing on it, but I wish I'd have had one.
I have a few different versions of House of the Rising Sun. One, I think, was from Denmark, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
it was a picture disc. It was the pink cover
right?
of the album,
okay.
But you know, you don't find too many picture discs.
No,
or picture sleeves.
Right.
So, not disc, but
never got to see it. Can you believe it? And I understand they made them in different color vinyl.
Oh, okay.
Defrosted. Wow. The album, I guess, was made in purple and pink vinyl, which we never got our hands on.
You know, that Defrosted album, I've told you this many times, but that was just one
of my
big favorites.
Well, you like Sing a Song.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I love Freedom. I know, Sing a Song for Freedom. That's a big one. But there are many, many good songs. And one of the things I think that people kind of misconstrue about Frigid Pink is that, and kind of like Cream, I guess I could liken it to, is that you guys are not a psychedelic band, so to speak. You came across that way, obviously, and during the time that you were performing live, that I every time I see a video, you know, the camera's going back and forth and all of this stuff going on. But really, the music was blues oriented.
Yes. Down to earth, blues with some little rock and roll and drive to it, and we always had a boogie.
I mean, the driving blues.
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
driving
if you
blues.
And one of the great songs, one of the great B sides of all time, as a matter of fact.
We're gonna be doing that this Saturday, actually.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this record and how you approached it. I mean, were you looking to get in there and recreate some blues, or was it rock, or was it just coming out of the soul and the heart?
Well, yeah, Brent, why don't you answer that?
It's a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh. That's what I kind of thought.
There are some blues in there. We're trying to keep it honest. We're trying to stick with the old band, with the new sound. We call it new classic
rock.
Music.
Okay.
New classic rock is right.
Because there's a track on here called Livin' Blues.
Right.
But then
which
there's
Brent wrote.
Detroit Rock and Roll.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And then a track like The Band Next Door is just flat out, you know, I guess, Full Tilt Boogie.
Yeah, it's rock and roll. And
well, Wink, that's a boogie on there, too.
Well, no, Wink's the one about the woman and the booze.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wink was one of my favorites off this. What a quirky little song that
is.
Yeah,
it's a sleeper.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, too.
Kavanaugh, Pete Kavanaugh, that used to own Sherwood Forest. That was one he picked real early on, but he also had two others, so I couldn't get anybody to nail down the one song they thought was a hit on this album. And I'm still having a hard time with that. People listen to it, and then they listen to it again, and they listen to it again, and the more they listen to it, the more they can't make up their mind.
Well, mine was Coming Home.
Coming Home's a good one.
Yes, because I think that incorporates not only the rock sound that you guys have, but it's hard driving.
Yep.
It's got a tempo, though, and it's got that blues. It's got that guitar in it that just sounds like, you know, Frigid Pink. You know what I mean? What the classic Frigid Pink that you would think of if you've been a fan of the band. So, I mean...
And it's all original stuff. There's no covers on
it. It's all original, all written by the boys in the band. And we're going to get to, I think we're going to get to Coming Home, as a matter of fact, at the end of the podcast here. Because it is my show, and it's my favorite song off the SCD.
We're just happy you have a favorite.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I do have a favorite. I jam this in my car all the time. Look, it's all beat up already.
Well, you know, the cool thing about the CD is if you get the CD, you actually get all the lyrics to the songs, an extra song that we couldn't fit on the LP, and all the chord changes for the song are also in that CD.
Now, what's the song that wasn't on the album?
You know what?
It was Slip Away.
Come Knocking.
Come Knocking.
Oh, okay.
Right. Just because of the time. Mm-hmm. It just was the perfect song to take off to make enough room on the vinyl to make it work. So,
what made you think of putting vinyl out? Because it's an expensive process.
You know, the boys in the band, I have to say, three of them were really on me to do it. And I says, well, to hell. It's a good CD. It'll make a good LP.
I mean, you really find... that some of the younger bands coming up today, that's what they put out. They put out 45 vinyls. They put out album vinyl. They don't even make CDs. They do downloads and right. then vinyl, which I thought was very cool that, you know, to fit in with the classic era of Frigid Pink. And when you put them all together, I mean, you know, having a vinyl album like that just makes sense.
And it's been 40 years since the last vinyl that we did.
Oh, wow.
So 1974 was all pink inside, 40-year anniversary for vinyl. So, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, you guys, how many official Pink Floyd albums are there now?
Wait a minute, Pink Floyd?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, did I say that?
You did.
Yes,
edit.
You did.
Cut. Get the engineers in here.
Just the other Pink
Where's the whip?
Well, Pink Floyd had 32 albums. How many did Frigid Pink have?
This will be five.
Okay, five albums. Okay.
But we had 16 45s, singles.
Wow. And what was the highest? Well, I'm pretty sure House of the Rising Sun charted number one at one point.
In a lot of places, yes. Yeah. Not everywhere, but hey, we had some stiff competition. Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Was that out at the same time?
And the Beatles tune, I can't remember. Every place we went to, there were 1, 2, and 3 on the charts in every state because we were on a road a lot.
What was it, 69, right? So it was probably Come Together.
Late 69.
Yeah, it was Come Together at that time, yeah, for the Beatles.
But, yeah, that's some pretty stiff competition.
Yeah, that certainly is. And, well, you guys have held your own. You've kept the band going for all of these years, Rick, and, you know, we just can't compliment you enough on what you've done with the new band. And, Brent, congratulations on what you guys have really accomplished here.
I couldn't have done it without the rest of the guys. I mean, everybody has just come forward, and it has to be the most enjoyable group by far that I've ever worked with. There's no bickering. There's no fighting. Somebody brings a song in. That doesn't mean they're going to sing the song. It goes up for grabs. And somebody grabs it. They don't like it. Somebody else will try it. It's how unique is this compared to any group you've ever been in, Brent?
Oh, we do that in every group I've ever been in.
Yeah, right.
No, then this is pretty unique, especially doing all original material.
Yeah, I mean, that's really different, too, because... you know, there are some bands, you know, that are out there that have come back, so to speak, but yet they're still doing cover songs. And so if you guys are doing all original material and packing houses doing it.
It's amazing. I was scared about it, if you want to know the truth. But it's amazing how the new material is going over. Every place we play, indoors, outdoors, people are just coming together and they're listening. They're not dancing. They're listening, and the applause is great, and it makes us feel good.
The last time I saw you, one of the things I thought, especially when hearing a song like Coming Home or Detroit Rock and Roll, is that it sounds like the stuff that you guys were doing all along. It's not a giant departure from... you know, the original Frigid Pink. It still has that classic rock. Yeah, that heart and soul of the original band. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with sounding like yourself. And I think that you could take, you know, Driving Blues and Living Blues and put them next to each other, and people would probably have a tough time deciding which one was from, you know,
pretty close.
2014 and from, you know, 1970. So
lucky that way. It just...
That's really the
people I got made it happen. I mean, we've got two lead guitar players, totally different from each other, which is extremely good. Ricky's got that kind of wah-wah, little fuzzy groove thing going on. Ricky Z has got the straight kind of killer lead slide guitar thing going on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, keyboard mixes in. And him and I playing together, he is a lot like the original player, Tom Harris, and I think that's what has a lot to do with why the songs are sounding the same as what the original Pink
Brian did. Brian, have you ever met any of the original members?
I've met Tom I met Kelly.
Yeah.
And you met Greg. Greg Ward played with us.
That's right. I did meet Craig. God bless
his soul. if you look on Wikipedia, there's a list of Frigid Pink players.
Man.
Longer than your arm.
Yeah. Oh, but, that one.
Oh, yeah, this is true. See.
But, yeah, I've met some.
And I've pretty much liked all the nice eras, guys. Rick. I have to say that every time you've come up with, you know, some new players, which happens, you know, all the time, even to the Rolling Stones, let's face it, you know, you've done well. But this band has really... superseded itself, so congratulations.
Thank you. I'll tell you, wait until you hear the new stuff.
Yeah.
We've got eight.
Already working on new stuff?
We got eight new ones.
This record's been out 6 months.
Live mic recorded right now, and we've got 10 more to bring in. So we're going to have a choice this time, which is going to be really cool.
Wow. Well, give me all the websites where people can find you.
Well, frigidpink.com. Of course, we're on Reverb Nation, MySpace, Twitter.
Is this available on iTunes, too? Digital platform.
I believe it is. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep. It's on a few of them. Spotify.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
It's all over the place right now.
And you can find the vinyl at all the record stores.
Well,
I saw that.
Yeah. Locally, we've hit a lot of the stores and FYE stores.
Found Sound.
Found Sound's got
it.
And
then, yeah, you were telling me that FYE is going to rack this thing all over the country.
You know. How does that happen? I've got to be one of the luckiest guys, and the band's got to be one of the luckiest bands. Unless you're traveling or you got a hit going, you don't get with FYE, period. And we've got an open PO right now for 306 stores from California to Maine. Wow. And the only reason it's 306 is because they haven't converted to the other stores to carry vinyl yet. So
wow, that is amazing to
me. I'm so happy.
That's a revelation in itself that FYE is going to start carrying vinyl again. Next thing we'll see is a little rack behind the counter with the 45s up there. Remember how they used to have that?
Wouldn't that be something?
Bring it back. I love it.
I'm with you. Hey, you know.
And I guess Center has just started carrying vinyl.
And they're carrying turntables now,
too, at
stores. So, that's great. Well, December 20th, that's going to be this Saturday at Club 54 in Sterling Heights. That's at 16.5 in Van Dyke. And then the legendary one and only Token Lounge. I was just out there recently and saw Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
And the Unrelated Segments.
Wow. Good.
And I was thinking,
Andy grew up in Allen Park right down the street from me.
What a perfect place for Frigid Pink to be is the Token Lounge. But you've played there many times.
Oh, yeah.
But and you're back there in March?
21st.
March 21st. And we'll certainly keep everybody updated on other dates. Brent, thank you so much. Congratulations, man, with the band and everything that you guys have accomplished with this new CD. And Rick, of course, pat on the back, man, for keeping the Detroit legend Frigid Pink alive, keeping it going. I know how proud you are of this band and how hard you have worked to make this thing happen again.
Well, thank you. You know, and
you've done a great job.
It's actually fun this time around. That is amazing. It's actually fun to do it.
I won't ask the rest of the guys that, or the old guys, but
we take care of them.
Yeah. That's what but all right. Well, good luck with everything, and look for that new vinyl album and the CD in stores near you called Made in Detroit. This one's called Coming Home. It's Frigid Pink on the WCSX Motor City Podcast. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.